With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. At tomorrow's City Council meeting in Santa Cruz, officials will be discussing new approaches to address homelessness through tightening their camping ordinance and possibly adding new shelter capacity this winter. KEZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Under consideration are new camping regulations, which essentially prohibit homeless people from setting up camp during daylight hours. Police Chief Andy Mills says this will give the city tools to deal with the community's concerns about homeless encampments in public spaces.
They're also very concerned about the conditions that they're living in that affects the greater community, the sanitation, the health, the human waste, the discarded needles.
The amended camping ordinance will not cite people camping at night if there are no open shelter beds. The ordinance is being updated to conform with a Ninth Circuit Court ruling last year. Alicia Cool feels with these new rules, the city is creating more hardship for the homeless, especially as the weather worsens.
They need to start being more supportive and looking for solutions and ways to, you know, build people up instead of tearing them down.
Cool is president of the Santa Cruz chapter of the California Homeless Union. She spoke near a now empty encampment behind Gateway Plaza. Earlier this month, the police cleared the camp out for a second time. City officials admit the ordinance is only addressing the symptoms of a much broader problem. They are also discussing the possibility of opening more shelter beds for the winter. According to the most recent count, there are nearly 900 people living unsheltered in Santa Cruz and about 300 in shelters. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.